live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, concern has been expressed about the state of floor surfaces and temporary beds in the paediatric ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal County Council has agreed they will not be nominating a presidential election candidate. Around 90 members of SIPTU are holding a 16-hour work stoppage today at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant in Gidor. And seven towns across Donegal have been recognised in the Tidy Towns competition. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First in news, concern has been expressed about the state of floor surfaces and temporary beds in the paediatric ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. It's after a number of photographs were sent to the 9 till noon show by a woman who has a family member of just under 2 years of age receiving treatment at the hospital. One of the pictures shows clumps of hair stuck in the weeds of a temporary bed for parents staying with their children. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the show earlier today, Rita said she is concerned for the child's safety as he has a low immune system.
They're dealing with babies anything from a few weeks up. There was a baby admitted at 7 weeks old. So you're talking about, you know, very, very, very young babies. At 80 euros a night, you have your child in there. If that was a B&B or that, would you pay 80 euros a night to actually stay in it? If they gave you 80 euros, would you even stay? You wouldn't. Now, this is no reflection on the medical staff there. It's not the doctors and nurses. Their job's hard enough. They're doing Trojan work in very difficult times, put it like that. To be perfectly honest, we're all good at talking the talk, but I think it's about time somebody actually started walking the walk with these kind of issues. It's unacceptable.
It looks as though we have the final lineup of presidential candidates. No one else will be nominated through the county council route, making it very difficult for anyone else to get on the ballot. Peter Casey arrived at County House in Lifford earlier today to speak to local representatives, despite having already secured 4 nominations. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The final meetings to nominate a candidate before the window closes on Wednesday were held this morning, with no candidate getting the needed support of 4 local councils. Gemma O'Doherty got the backing of Laois County Council, but Donegal, Sligo, Kildare and Cork County Councils all elected not to back anyone in the presidential race. It's unlikely anyone will come through the Oireachtas route for nominations, with TDs and senators unable to agree on a joint candidate. So that leaves a field of 6. Michael D. Higgins, Sean Gallagher, Joan Freeman, Gavin Duffy, Leonie Rita and Peter Casey. Nominations close at noon on Wednesday.
Donegal County Council CEO Seamus Neely has indicated he will be seeking an increase in the local property tax in the council's budget for 2019. The budget will be presented on Wednesday, November the 21st, with Mr. Neely telling members that emerging financial demands necessitate an increase in the LPT. However, councillors have today voted to leave the amount unchanged. Under law, individual councils have the power to either increase or decrease the amount of the tax by 15%. Councillor Murray Trez Gallagher says while she would like to see a decrease in the LPT, that unfortunately is highly unlikely.
I've been asked to increase the local property tax today by the executive. And all of this, is an unjust tax. It should never have been taken in on households. It has to be abolished at a national level. We're aware of that. However, there was no way that we could find ourselves today to agree to executive to increase, you know, that property tax on the people across the county.
The executive did say, though, today that, you know, financial issues and so on, they will have to find the money from somewhere. Will other resources, other services and things not be affected now?
That's a bridge that we will have to cross through our budgetary process. As I said, the biggest issue that we have is that government is not funding local government properly. And until that is sorted out and until a sustainable method of funding local government from a national, you know, from the national exchequer is taken in, we're going to have these battles ongoing. We're a council who do, like, we have a deficit every year. We have councils all over the country who have money that they're putting into the bank, you know, and they're able to do that because of, you know, the amount of business and, you know, the different investments that government would have put into those areas over the years. We've never had that investment in Donegal, and from a national level, and we're fighting to, you know, that's where we're at. And, you know, I just think it's completely unfair on the people of this county and the businesses of this county that they're being asked every, you know, by the government and by the executive all the time to come up and give more money when we're not getting the proper investment from a national level.
Seven towns across Donegal have been recognised in the Tidy Towns competition. The results have been published today and the county has received 2 gold medals, 3 bronze medals and a number of special awards. To mark the 60th anniversary of the competition, Minister Michael Ring has announced a special allocation of €1.4 million to support the work of individual Tidy Towns committees around the country. Aisin Roach has more.
Gold medals have been presented to Buncrana and Letterkenny, while Carrigart, Glenties and Mallin have received bronze medals in the 60th Tidy Towns competition. Letterkenny was the overall winner in Donegal. Buncrana was highly commended. Carrigart was commended and the Endeavour Award was presented in Mahery. Carrigart won the Gaeltacht Award and the Buncrana Tidy Towns Initiative won the Local Authority Pollinator Award for the Large Town category in the North West and West. Refo has received 3rd place in the Tidy Towns Sustainable Development Special Awards and Katrina Crossan from Refo was highly commended as a super valued Tidy Towns community hero.
An appeal has been launched for a missing Derry teenager who is believed to be in Paris. 19-year-old Sinead Murphy was last seen in the Gallia area of the city at around 10:30 on Friday morning. Police believe that she is in France and is asking anyone who has been in contact with her or knows anything about her whereabouts to come forward. Another batch of documents on how the government's preparing for a possible no-deal Brexit has been released. They say European airlines would still be allowed to fly in UK airspace the day after they leave, and it's hoped the EU will reciprocate. Former Brexit Secretary David Davis wants the British Prime Minister to change course.
We need to reset the negotiations. We're currently, bluntly, in a cul-de-sac.
Gardaí are investigating a weekend break-in at a property at Pump Street in Carrigans between Main Street and Imlick Villas. The house was broken into and ransacked on Saturday night between 7:15pm and 1am. It's understood the intruders made off with an undisclosed sum of money. Anyone with information or who may have seen anything suspicious in the area is being asked to contact Gardaí. The house belongs to the owners of a local business. Councillor Paul Canning believes that because there was a large celebration event in Carrigans at the time, this was a targeted burglary.
It is definitely targeted, and you know that every other probably Saturday evening the house had been somebody in the house, so they obviously were watching. Maybe an hour or 2 hours beforehand they were eyeing the house up, so if people just sort of jot back what they were doing on the Saturday evening just to see what, you know, coming and going, to see if they did see any strange vehicles.
Approximately 90 members of SIPTU are holding a 16-hour work stoppage today at the Rapid Action Packaging Plant on the industrial estate in Gidor. SIPTU wants the company to enter into a collective bargaining agreement, which the union says will be in line with a Labour Court recommendation which has been issued to the company. Aidan Rafferty is one of the SIPTU workers at the plant. He says the level of community support is encouraging and he now wants the company to respond.
Simply put, we want recognition in the factory for us and the rest of the workers. They failed to implement what was put through in the Labour Court to recognise the union. And I mean, a lot of us feel that we should be represented by a union so that we have an outside body coming in and fixing the problems that we do have present on the floor.
If the company don't engage in talks after today, is more strike action, do you feel, on the cards?
Yes, from what we were told and from what the way we're going, there will be longer strikes and if more until we get, you know, recognition. We just want them to sit down and talk to our union.
Are you hoping though today this 16-hour work stoppage will some way go towards maybe some sort of negotiations?
And well, that's what we're hoping. We really do want our managers to sit down and say, right, where do you want, where do you go from here? That's all we want.
Donegal Minister and Gaeltacht Minister Joe McHugh, he's called on both sides to sit down and talk. Is that something that you're willing to do?
Oh yeah, we've been willing from the start, from the very start. We were hoping that would be all sorted before today, because, I mean, we're losing out today as much as anyone else is.
Police in Strabane are appealing for witnesses after a man and woman were assaulted outside a hotel in the town in the early hours of Saturday morning. The incident, which police say involved a group of several people, occurred at approximately 3 a.m. outside the Fir Trees Hotel. A man received multiple stitches to a serious head wound and further treatment to the inside of his mouth, while a woman also suffered a facial injury. Police are appealing for anyone who was in the area of the Fir Trees at the time and who saw any of the incident to come forward. Meanwhile, the PSNI in Strabane say two men are in custody after Gardaí contacted them last night regarding a burglary which had taken place in Donegal. Gardaí provided police with a description of a car and the distinctive accents of two men believed to have been involved. Two men were subsequently detained by the PSNI in a car park close to the Lifford-Strabane border. They have been detained in relation to alleged offences in Northern Ireland. A new brand, Gaeltacht na hÉireann, Ireland's Gaeltacht, has been launched today for the promotion of Ireland's Gaeltacht areas and the excellence of their products worldwide under one inclusive brand. As part of the new branding, a logo has been developed as a visual emblem and an agreed identity which will assist those located in the region tell their story and develop specific recognition in national and international markets. CEO of Uteris na Gaeltacht, Michael Heaney, says the new logo will provide a unique identity for companies and organisations in Gaeltacht areas.
Part of our three-year strategy has set out fairly ambitious objectives for the Gaeltacht regions, both culturally and economically, for the next 3 years, advocated that a Gaeltacht brand would be developed and promoted as a part of our getting the message about the Gaeltacht out there, about all of the good things that are happening in the Gaeltacht in terms of the various companies which are producing goods and services which are exported all over the world, the top quality tourism product that we have, the whole area of culture, arts, language, the very good things that are happening in the Gaeltacht and which are of a world-class standard. Also what was missing from our point of view was a common label, a common Gaeltacht brand that people could use no matter what area of activity they were involved in, to denote that they were operating from Ireland's Gaeltacht, whether it be in Donegal, Mayo, Cork, Kerry, Waterford, County Meath, all of the Gaeltacht areas which have the same cultural resources in common, to get that message out there. The Gaeltacht was already getting out there in terms of the products and services being sold worldwide and all of the people that come to the Gaeltacht areas to avail of things like the Wild Atlantic Way, to avail of language, cultural activities and so on. But there was no common brand up until now. And as of today, we now have that common brand, Gaeltacht na hÉireann.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games. JP McManus has donated €100,000 to every GAA county board in Ireland. The businessman and racehorse owner is the main sponsor of Limerick's inter-county sides, but has now donated more than €3 million towards each county board in the country. It's believed the money is to be split equally between the club teams in each county. The donation has been received by Donegal GAA and welcomed by the county chairman. Mick McGrath told Highland Radio Sport he is delighted to receive such a donation and has applauded the generosity of Mr. McManus. Kildare's Jimmy Hyland has been voted the 2018 Airgrid Under 20 Footballer of the Year. The Lilywhites forward topped the polls in the public vote. All-Ireland champions Kildare have six players included on the list of the top 20 players in this year's competition. There's three from Derry. They are Oisin McWilliams, Callum Brown and Ben McCarn. So to club football, and reigning champions Kilcare will take on 2015 winners Neve Connell in the pick of the ties in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship quarterfinals this weekend. Sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, Peter Campbell, says if both sides are missing key men, it could be vital.
This is a repeat of last year's final as well, and there would be a healthy rivalry between the clubs as well, going back over a number of years. So, you know, we have to look forward to a special quarter-final, and well, one of the big guns will be gone again.
At this stage, too tight to call, is it, Peter?
It probably is. A lot depends on the personnel that will be available for the match. Now, we don't know at the moment whether Ryan McHugh will be able to make a comeback for Kilcare. there'll probably be a question mark over Dermot Malloy for Niamh Connell as well. He got through yesterday's match, was taken off in the second half, but he probably had to have a lot of physio beforehand, and we know that he is suffering from a leg injury, and so, you know, how important he is to Niamh Connell, scoring 1-3 yesterday. You know, if he were to take the field and Ryan McHugh weren't on the field for Kilcar, then, you know, the pendulum would certainly be swinging in favour of Niamh Connell.
So what a game in the quarterfinals, Kilcar against Niamh Connell, a repeat of last year's final. The other games will see Glenswelly v4 Masters, Gwydor take on Bundoran, and St Michael's will play McCools. There's more from Peter on the quarterfinals in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And of course, the CCCC will meet tonight to confirm the fixtures for those quarterfinals at senior and intermediate level, and not forgetting about the playoffs in both championships as well. Those fixtures will be confirmed tonight, with them released tomorrow morning. Donegal County Council will honour Ballyliffin Golf Club in recognition of their tremendous organisation and success in hosting the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open this summer. The July event in stunning Inishowen surpassed expected television audiences, with almost half a billion tuning in. Some 90,000 plus people visited Ballyliffin over the course of the tournament. The civic reception will take place this evening at County House in Lifford, and that is due to get underway at 6 o'clock. Ballybuffet native Laura Feely has been named in the Ireland women's rugby squad for the November series games against England and the USA. Feely, who plays with Galwegians in Connacht, made her Irish debut back in February in the Six Nations defeat to France. Six uncapped players have been named in the squad for the games on the 18th and the 24th of November. On the soccer front, Jack Grealish has agreed a new 5-year deal with Aston Villa. The midfielder was linked with moves to Chelsea and Tottenham during the summer transfer window, but Grealish, who has been at Villa Park since the age of 8, has now committed his future to the Championship team until the end of the 2023 season. While Republic of Ireland international Robbie Brady has stepped up his return from a hamstring injury, the winger hasn't featured for Burnley's first team in a competitive game since suffering a knee injury last December, which was followed by a torn hamstring in a pre-season training. The Dubliners made his comeback in an under-23 match against Hull. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. €13,500 has been allocated for a special review of flood defence options in South Donegal. The funding issued by Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran under the Minor Flood Mitigation Works and Coastal Protection Scheme will allow research to be carried out in the Greater Merva area to identify measures that could be put in place to mitigate against future flooding in the area. In welcoming the announcement, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says this is the latest in a long line of investments to try and mitigate against flood threats in Donegal. It's after a multi-million euro announcement for the whole county was made earlier this year. A primary school in County Monaghan has been evacuated after an old mine collapsed. It's caused a sinkhole to appear in the ground, as well as damaging a nearby GAA pitch and clubhouse. Nicole Gernan reports.
Earlier today, a gypsum mine collapsed just outside Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, causing severe disruption for locals in the area. Drumgosset National School was forced to close immediately after a sinkhole appeared in the grounds, while Maher Clune GAA grounds and clubhouse have also been damaged. No injuries were reported, but Monaghan County Council says that the R179 Carrickmacross to Kings Court Road has been closed and diversions are in place. The mine's owners, Gyprock, says that it's assessing the situation with the assistance of geological teams to ascertain the reason for and the extent of the subsidence. It's liaising with local residents and authorities and says its main priority is the safety of residents and employees.
Members of the public are again being urged to attend the public meeting of the Joint Policing Committee tomorrow evening in Donegal Town. A number of submissions have already been made to Donegal County Council ahead of the event, which include calls for an update on drugs and alcohol programmes and an update on Garda stations in the county. The meeting will get underway at 7 o'clock in the Abbey Hotel. Chair of the Joint Policing Committee, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the meeting will also give people the opportunity to contribute to the 2019 policing plan for the county.
We'll be discussing the work to date of the Joint Policing Committee, and there'll also be an opportunity for members of the public to consult and discuss what's the Gardaí and the Joint Policing Committee policing into the future around Donegal. I've also received a number of written submissions and questions which we requested a number of weeks ago, and they'll also be addressed on the night.
So this is a vital opportunity for the public to make their concerns known.
Yeah, it is, and there'll also be an opportunity to input to the 2019 policing plan for the county. We intend to do a number of presentations on the work to date of the DPC and also around what programmes are available on alcohol and drugs. And we during the meeting, we'll cut out some time for a workshop-type meeting where members of the DPC will be sitting at tables and they'll facilitate discussion to try and generate ideas and proposals for the GPC moving forward, and also for proposals for inclusion into the 2019 policing plan for the county.
The price of an average three-bed semi-detached house in Donegal is up 1.3% over the past 12 months. According to a national survey carried out by Real Estate Alliance, house prices in the county remained stable between June and September at €95,500. Nationally, house prices over the past year have increased by 5.8%. Paul McElhinney of REA McElhinney and Milford says this quarter has been relatively quiet in Donegal, with the supply of houses still an issue. A Marine Minister, Michael Creed, is completely out of his depth in dealing with marine matters, according to a Donegal deputy. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, Fianna Fáil's marine spokesperson, says Minister Creed is still refusing to engage with fishermen and opposition members on how best to introduce a penalty point system for serious fishing infringements. A statutory instrument introduced by the minister has been rejected by the courts and also rejected by the Dáil in a rescinding motion which was passed in May. Deputy Gallagher says if the minister consults, the issue can be resolved.
So the minister feels that we should stand back and allow him have a statutory instrument or secondary legislation introduced through the Dáil. He's saying because of this that there will be serious fines for Ireland. That may be so, but we must protect the Irish fishermen, and we cannot make second-class citizens out of our fishermen before the law. We know that this is unconstitutional and completely wrong to do so. Now, I sent a compromise to the minister with amendments in May. He hasn't corresponded with any of our party since then, and at the same time he is the one, I believe, who's acting recklessly.
And of course the fishing industry, especially for Ireland, is one which is hugely important in the context of Europe, so it's important that a resolution is found sooner rather than later.
It's very simple, in fact. If he sits down and talks with the opposition parties, consults more so with the industry, this could be resolved. All sides agree that there cannot be such infringements, but if there are, the Irish fishermen should have an opportunity to appeal to the courts of law, but that's not been accepted by him, and in fact this particular case has been brought before the courts on a number of occasions, and to date the costs to the state are $250,000, and it's my information that further costs have yet to be drawn down, and they could be as high as 1 million.
For weather, I mostly dry this evening, but the occasional shower will occur. Dry for most of the night with good clear spells and lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees with southerly winds gradually freshening. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, concern has been expressed about the state of floor surfaces and temporary beds in the paediatric ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. It's after a number of photographs were sent to the 9 till noon show by a woman who has a family member of just under 2 years of age receiving treatment at the hospital. One of the pictures shows clumps of hair stuck in the weeds of a temporary bed for parents staying with their children. Gardaí are investigating a weekend break-in at a private property at Pump Street in Carrigans. The house was broken into and ransacked on Saturday night between 7:15pm and 1am. It's understood the intruders made off with an undisclosed sum of money. Donegal County Council CEO Seamus Neely has indicated he will be seeking an increase in the local property tax in the council's budget for 2019. The budget will be presented on Wednesday, November the 21st, with Mr. Neely telling members that emerging financial demands necessitate an increase in the LPT. and seven towns across Donegal have been recognised in the Tidy Towns competition. The results have been published today and the county has received 2 gold medals, 3 bronze medals and a number of special awards. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, September the 24th. The death has taken place of Samuel Sammy Key, 33 Liskey Road, Strabane. Funeral on Wednesday in his late home with service at 1:30, followed by interment in Ernie Cemetery. House strictly private at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, police donations in lieu if so desired to the Foyle Hospice. The death has occurred of Edward Doherty, 3 Flackfields Convoy and formerly of Letterbrick, Clohan Lifford. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of George McDermott, Gortley, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening from 6 o'clock. Removal from there at 7 o'clock, going to St Junan's Cathedral to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Colm Duffy, Derry. His remains are reposing at the family home, 34 Barnes Court, Culmer Road, Derry. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Cathedral. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks, Derry.